Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to a program I call The Haydn Brothers and More. You will hear music by J. Michael Haydn, Franz Joseph Haydn, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, and Alfred Jansson. Composer Alfred Jansson of Norway just released a new recording with some interesting sounds. More than the sound is the collection of poetry he has used. You heard Viska du Vind, Whisper Wind, sung by the Norwegian Soloists Choir led by Greta Pedersen. Here is the strong text that was sung. Whisper wind of a better world, far away from hunger and pain. The flesh of resurrection was an empty phrase, the spirit a feeble frame. Whisper wind of a better world, the flesh of resurrection is for sale. It's rotting on the free market table. The highest bid is the dollar. Whisper wind of a better world, where man is equal to man, where God is a loaf on the table of the hungry, and the power is not with the rich. A text used by Alfred Jansson of Norway. Here are two pieces by Mozart. God is our refuge and strength, followed by Veni Populi. Come, peoples, and behold the awe, perhaps one you would hear during Advent. These are the voices of the chamber choir of Saarbrücken, assisted by the chamber orchestra of Mannheim. Georg Grün is on the podium.
Thank you.
From the pen of Mozart, two selections offered by the Saarbrücken Chamber Choir and Chamber Orchestra of Mannheim. Georg Grün guided the musicians in a short response, God is our refuge, and Veni Populi. Next are two short selections by Michael Haydn. The musicians are the St. Jacob's Chamber Choir with the Ensemble Philidor, both from Stockholm. They're led by Gary Graydon. All ye saints, Sancti Dei, and Veni Sancte Spiritus, come Holy Spirit. Gary Graydon was in charge of the St. Jacob's Chamber Choir of Stockholm, one of the strong ensembles of the world.
Yeah.
That was a delightful English melody arranged by Joseph Haydn. The soprano was Daniela Bachli, and she was backed by the string trio Karios. Next is a Te Deum. Originally, it was thought to have been written by Franz Joseph Haydn, but later planted firmly in the catalog of his brother, J. Michael Haydn. Performers are the Cantus Corivanus Vocal Ensemble and Savarina Baroque Orchestra, led by Pal Nemeth.
Yeah.
Te Deum in C by J. Michael Haydn, the brother of Franz Joseph Haydn. Performers were the Cantus Corivanos Vocal Ensemble and the Savaria Baroque Orchestra led by Paul Nemeth.
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll recognize the great classic by Mozart, the motet Hail True Body, or Ave Verum Corpus, a short but powerful piece that is always welcome to the ears. This is the Brothers Haydn and More. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art now in its 25th year, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com. An encore by soprano Daniela Bockley. It was a German folk melody that asks, "Did you see Johnny coming? Did you bring something for him?" One of the many folk songs arranged by Franz Joseph Haydn, an appreciated change of pace. Although Franz Joseph Haydn composed all of his mass settings as an employee of the Esterházy family, the Missa Sancti Nicolai in G we hear now is the only early Mass that can be directly connected to the court. As the title suggests, the Mass was probably intended for the feast of St. Nicholas on December 6th, which was also the name day of Prince Nicholas Esterházy. While it was customary to celebrate with a performance of a Mass in the Eisenstadt Castle Chapel, this seems to be one of the few times that Haydn actually wrote a new piece for the occasion. The performers are the Soloists and Trinity Choir and Rebel Baroque Orchestra of New York, with J. Owen Burdick taking charge.